Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Straight Cheese No Lettuce Show. I'm your host, Matthew, aka Athlon Sanity. And well, and it's part two of WrestleMania weekend.
Woo-hoo!
Hell yeah, baby.
Hell yeah.
With that being said, let me introduce you to my panel today. Two guys you met already because of night one, and a special, very special guest has showed us on night two. First off, he is the vicious one, Joseph Crenshaw.
What's up, everybody? How's it going?
Next to him is the double belt man, Mr. Jay Williams, or two belts.
Really?
He's stone cold up. And next,
hell yeah,
we have a very special guest. He got his own following. He's been a friend of mine for years. Avid wrestling fan, high IQ, and a student of the game himself, Mr. Static Jones. Hi.
Hey, everybody.
All right. Woo-hoo! So, just to get you caught up, we are doing night two of WrestleMania. We already did night one, so you can catch up on the previous episode, but we're just going to assume the fact you watched the show. We're going to assume the fact you kind of know what's up, because if we try to catch up, it's going to probably be about 4 or 5 episodes. And one of us is on the sauce already, so let's get this while we're still sober.
Goddamn right.
All right, the first matchup that came out the gate.
I got here too, so yeah, I'm just going to throw that out
there. Nobody cares.
As I was saying, first match on the card, surprised me, is for the World's Women's Championship, Io Sky versus Bianca Belair versus Rhea Ripley. Let's do this fair. Static, this is your first time. You're on the spot. What did you think of the match in your view?
I like it. It was a great way to start the show. They started off with, oh my god, that's how great it was. It got me speechless. The show just went out with a bang on the first match. Like, that lets you know of things to come in this show. So I'm pretty impressed. EO's my girl. I'm happy she won, you know?
Okay. Vicious?
I mean, like, out the gate, I will admit, you know, I'm a big Rhea Ripley fan. You know, I kind of got a thing for goth girls, you know what I'm saying? So I was rooting for Rhea, but man, what a match that was. I got to give it to EO, you know, the ultimate underdog, perfect comeback story. She is definitely well-deserved for that. That wonderful match.
Two belts.
I gotta be honest with you, man. That was an awesome women's championship match. That's how you start a women's championship match at WrestleMania. EO showed y'all, do not underestimate her. She was the underdog of this match, and she prevailed, showed what she could do, came up with the win. Honestly, I didn't want Rhea to win, to be honest with you, but hey, we got what we got. I'm satisfied with that win, and go EO.
Personally, I enjoyed the match too. I'm surprised EO walked out as champion. But I have to say, that was a much better crowd than it was yesterday.
Yeah.
Yes.
Facts.
I don't know, they were tired. I don't know what the hell was going on, but they were lively today.
My biggest issue with WWE and WrestleMania weekend, they're adding too much stuff to WrestleMania weekend. Mm-hmm. Like, this has always been the layout. You have the Hall of Fame, you got the World, which is pretty much a big convention for WWE.
Okay.
Then you got WrestleMania weekend, you got the after party, and then you got the Raw after WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. But then they added a whole bunch of other crazy shit, like two more parties. the roast of WrestleMania, hosted by Tony Hinchcliffe, which Tony Hinchcliffe just spent like an hour or two roasting wrestlers. That's something, I don't know. But yeah, it was just too much added to the show, to the whole weekend. I think that's the reason why most people were quiet the first night, because they were all tired.
I believe it. That makes sense.
Man, look, some folks stayed up for the damn Hall of Fame, and some folks was at literally
asleep
during the Hall of Fame.
I would not blame them. That was. Is it true that Triple H went for an hour speaking?
Bro, I fell asleep.
They say he went for an hour, just talking.
He tried to do, I think he tried to do what Undertaker did, because Undertaker's speech was long when he got inducted.
Yeah, but
that was a long speech. But see, the thing about Undertaker, he's a better storyteller than Triple H.
Yeah, he is. Triple H is more kind of like the business acumen than everything, but I'm gonna say this probably could be one of probably 2 5-star matches in my personal opinion. But what's y'all star ranking? 2 belts? What's your star ranking out of 5?
I give it a 5.
Vicious?
I definitely give it a 5 all day.
I give it a 5.
All right, we all agree.
Suck it, Melson.
we actually pay attention to the matchup. All right, keeping it going. We got the Sin City Street Fight between Damian Priest and Drew McIntyre. Personally, I'll go first. I'm surprised how good it was. This is probably, I thought it was going to probably be the low match of the night, but it surprised me. Kind of hoping that Priest came out on top, but I'm going to tell y'all, Drew McIntyre won. But I enjoyed it. It's a nice little kind of like rest stops kind of match, but it surprised me. Vicious, this is you on the hot seat. You go first.
All right, so with this match, I mean, like, you know, by it being a, you know, mid-card match, I have to give both Drew and Damian, I got to give them their flowers. I mean, this was a well-played-out match, long, drawn-out, hard-hitting as we expected, especially with these two behemoths, you know. So it wasn't as, like, wasn't a lot of meat slapping going on, but
meat. Meat. It wasn't a meaty match like we thought it was gonna be between these two behemoths. But it was a great match overall. I love the finish. Yes. Midwell steak. Meat slap. Tender.
Oh my god.
Meaty.
2 belts.
Well seasoned. And it was seared.
Damn.
Meaty. It's that Outback Steakhouse. Shut the fuck up. It didn't need extra sauce. It was just me.
That's that Longhorn steak. Honestly, I didn't catch that match because I had left the house right after the women's match. So I only caught bits and pieces of the Drew and Priest match. But from what I've heard and the highlights, they both put on a hard-hitting, meat-slapping match. Like my brother.
Start this.
Meaty.
I think the right person won the match, because, you know, Damian beat him last year for the title, and Drew got his payback from last year, and I think the right man won. I don't think this story is over. You know, I would like to see them clash at least a couple more times. So,
anything to add, Static?
Meat.
I liked the match. It was a hard-hitting match. And I think Drew and Damian, for what time they had to build up this feud, they did a really good job. Because this was one of the least build-up matches in the card. So, shout out to both Priest and Drew. I was rooting for Priest because he's a big metalhead like I am. So, we metalheads stick together. But Drew won, and that's fine. It was a great match nonetheless.
Okay. Do y'all see any one of these two guys, Drew or Priest, going after Jey Uso for the title?
I feel...
Who would you rather have be Jey's first opponent out of those two?
I feel like Drew McIntyre. And here's why. While Jey retains the championship, I honestly feel like I think that he's going to be a fighting champion. We already know this because it's Jey. But I really want to see his, since his first match was a, I guess you could say, very dominant, meaty match. his second match need to be just as meaty.
Are you hungry, Vicious?
What's up with you and me?
He's hungry.
Goddamn, you hungry?
Feed me
go, 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 go.
I'm gonna eat, but this is more important. But you know,
say your piece and go warm you up some food or something.
But but yeah, I feel like Drew McIntyre should go food.
I think since Priest is still a babyface, I'd say McIntyre is the obvious choice. But hopefully, sometime down the line, this guy goes to Raw. Because there's no way he's taking the undisputed title on SmackDown. So you might as well move him up to Raw.
Yeah.
This is an audio show, so he's wearing an LA Knight shirt. I've already set my piece on night one. I ain't going to repeat myself, but him on Raw for the championship, that might be a professor.
You need the megastar on Monday Night Raw. What everybody's saying, LA Knight. Yeah.
Okay.
You don't look like that, bro.
Meaty.
I'm finna kick you.
Yeah.
Okay. The next match is the Fatal 4-Way match for the IC Intercontinental Championship between Bron Breakker, Finn Balor, Penta, and Dude Wipes. I mean, Dominic Mysterio.
A lot of aftermath for that meat.
Shut up. Two belts, you're on the hot seat. What's your opinions on the match?
My opinion, 5-star out the gate.
Okay.
Even though Dirty Dom is a dude wipe after you wipe, I think that he deserved that championship. I called it weeks ago when they first set it up. That's Dominic Mysterio is gonna win this match. I love that for him. He's been a great heel since he got away from his dad and on his own with the Judgment Day. You gotta be honest. He flourished better as a heel with the Judgment Day than he ever would have done with Rey Mysterio, with all due respect to Rey.
Yeah.
But Dirty Dom, good win, good journey. I hope you have a great, great title run. Until I'm sick of your ass again. That's all I got to say about that.
Static.
It was a fun match. I give it a 4-star.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a very fun match. It was so much going on. Everybody had the upper hand, and Carlito, just take a break, man.
Bless him.
Just take a break, man.
Yeah,
this dude got speared through the freaking table by Bron Breakker. At what point does Carlito go, this is bullshit, I can't take it, Carlito, I can't take it no more. Fuck the Judgment Day. Carlito taking a break.
That's not cool.
That's not cool. That is not cool. That's not cool getting speared not once but twice by Bron Breakker.
Three times, if you think about it.
Yeah, three times.
Three times.
Three times.
And then broke a table in the process, like the impenetrable table of all things.
Brother Roman broke that table the first night. That thing's not impenetrable. It just looks like it.
Well, basically, if Carlito hears Bron Breakker's music, he should get the fuck out.
Absolutely.
Or team up.
Because there's nothing you can do against this man, dude.
Absolutely.
but jokes aside, great match, but I give it a 4-star.
Okay. Vicious?
I also give this match a 4.7. It was a great match. I feel like as far as the Judgment Day storyline goes, it's probably going to take a turn of a new chapter. There's definitely going to be some animosity because once upon a time, a while back, we all know that Judgment Day pretty much had like all the titles similar to the Bloodline. Back in the day. Now, the only person that is a part of the Judgment Day is Dom, who has the IC title. So it's going to be a lot of animosity, and I feel like it's going to be a lot of surprises coming in with that storyline. So I'm actually excited for tomorrow to see what's going to happen.
Now, for me, I give it a, surprisingly, it's in the middle, I give it like a 3.9 okay. stars anyway. I figured the fact it was going to go Dom's way, the way it was set up. I kind of wish it went to go Penta. Because of the way it was set up, Dom's gonna cause Finn to not get it. Finn's gonna cause Dom not to get it. And Braun was just spearing people left and right. I think they're gonna push him in the main event spot soon. So they had to get off the belt off him soon.
I think Penta. Sorry, go ahead.
But yeah, Dan, it's okay. But Penta, to me, Penta just needed it because he's the it guy right now. Unless they're gonna move him to SmackDown and team up with his brother.
I think giving the belt to Penta would be too soon because he just got in. He's white hot, but you gotta give him a moment before you give him his first title. Like, I honestly think if anybody that's gonna take the title off of Dom is gonna be Penta. Mm.
Yeah. But you know what? I wouldn't mind seeing Finn at least get one more title.
I think Finn should be the one, move Finn up to the world title picture. Mm-hmm. Finn should probably be the one to beat James for the title.
That would be very impressive.
That'd be a good dream match.
And please bring back the Demon. We need him back.
Yeah, we missed the Demon, yeah.
Nah, because they screwed him so bad when he was the Demon the last time. Two times. That was actually
that
pretty cool.
That held us so much with Edge?
No, I meant the other one where they basically, when he took on Roman Reigns and he went for the top rope and the rope broke and they said it was an act of God, basically. I was like, give me a break. I'm like, I literally got mad. That's when I started hating Roman. And he didn't do shit to cause the match to break. I'm like, I hate you, Roman. I didn't do anything. Acknowledge me. Acknowledge these nuts, motherfucker.
Did you get that from Eddie Kingston?
Shut up. Anyway, on to our next match.
Why would you say that? About my tribal chief.
Because your tribal chief got betrayed.
He's all these people, and yet he still gets betrayed.
I'm protecting him this.
Yeah, he got betrayed by all social media.
They just betrayed my tribal chief. I'm sorry, Roman. Oh, I still acknowledge you. Even if they don't.
I still like him. I wish I had his Jordans, though, but that's just me.
I still acknowledge him, too, but damn, I feel sorry for his nuts.
Yeah. Is he grinding that bubble?
Your hands were on there for too long, Paul.
Yeah. You put a little too much oomph into that shit, man.
Paul, I got questions.
Back to night two. We had a very surprising matchup up next. Randy Orton versus a mystery partner. Well, this is the post-show, so everybody... So, do I really want to say his name?
Say his name and he appears. I believe in Joe Hendry. I believe in Joe Hendry.
That's the joke, people, from TNA himself, the TNA world champion, no less, Joe Hendry. I gotta admit, I wasn't expecting like a 5-star match out of this one. I don't even think Randy Orton knew he was going to be facing. But I'm going to go ahead and be honest. I'll start this one off. I did not expect Joe Hendry out of anybody told me. No one told me. I thought it was going to be someone else. I thought it was going to be Aleister Black.
Some people thought it was going to be Black. Some people thought it was going to be Rusev. Sure, Nick Aldis was in the hat.
Nick Aldis, too, yeah, for sure.
Because Nick Aldis, he's still like, you can go.
Yeah.
At least one more time.
Yeah.
If he took an RKO, so bitch, you can do a match.
You can go on RKO me twice, motherfucker. You know what I'm
saying? You RKO'd me. You RKO'd me twice.
He already paid his fine, so like,
in advance, by the way.
In advance.
Yeah. So WWE and TNA Impact have a mutual partnership, but I did never expect to see a TNA world champion on the grandest stage in WWE's repertoire. I mean, he had some moments, but they were not going to let him beat Randy Orton. So,
I mean, he got some moves in.
Yeah. It was like a showcase. Thank you for 20 years for Randy Orton because it was his 20th match.
And Randy Orton kind of put him over, even though he RKO'd him twice. He put him over. He let Joe get some of his moveset in on him before giving him the RKO.
Yeah. So it wasn't a squash.
Nah, it was a showcase, basically.
I mean, Joe Hendry, he looked like he was having a good time. So if he's happy, we're happy.
That's
concur. 2 stars.
I give it a 3. It was entertaining.
It was a showcase. It was not. It was not like it was designed to.
It wasn't a snooze fest. So,
but the
being too harsh. 2 stars is too harsh.
You should be. Ooh, I'm give it a, you think I'm harsh?
I'm gonna give it a 3.5 because of the shock and horror.
Yeah, 3. Okay.
I'll concede. The shock value does raise it up to a 3 for me.
Solid 3.
But 3.0. 0.
3.5 for me.
So. Just a solid 3. Just
me. Gotcha. 3. Oh, shit. Next match is... okay, this is going to be a hard one for me.
I understand
it's
why
the,
you say that, bro.
It's the... Nope, it is trademark now. The Hot Pocket Ugly match. Between AJ Styles and Logan motherfucking Paul. First off, why bring a drone and not use it? The only thing I liked about the whole thing was the fact that Logan Paul used a drone and they didn't use it in the match at all. That would have been a real good kicker. AJ needs something better. I think they just gave him Paul because they just needed something. As great as Logan Paul is, he still gets on my nerves. I mean, he can do whatever he wants to, but he just rubs me the wrong way. AJ, as legendary as he is, he needs something to do. I think it's just they just had nothing left with Paul. They needed Paul in the match, and they gave him, like, hey, let's give him Styles.
Let me tell you how annoying the Paul brothers are. The Paul brothers came out in support during the election time. They came out in support for Trump. Even the Republicans don't like his ass. That's how unlikable this motherfucker is, and his brother. Fuck those two.
Okay, 2 belts.
Fuck them.
Okay, Vicious.
So I'm playing devil's advocate. I personally don't like Logan Paul. Oh, I thought you was gonna hit me. The way he leaned forward, I was like,
I thought so too. Wait, Gerald. The way he started going, took
him. I was like, wait a minute, hold on. I wasn't ready.
I was looking at something. I wonder now.
Okay, but
they don't paint me out to be a bad person, man. Goddamn.
What you on? Okay. What you about to say?
So I mean. Well, I personally don't like Logan Paul either. I mean, these past 3 years, ever since he debuted in WWE, I will admit, the guy's kind of good in the ring. I don't like his promos.
My skills are trash.
Skills are terrible. But in the ring, when he puts in that work, I got to admit, he's probably above average.
He's a 99 creative wrestler.
With 100,000 VC.
Yep. Yes. Yep.
Definitely.
Yeah. When he's with the right opponent in the ring, he can make a good, decent match. But when he's with someone that's like, okay, you need to carry the match for a while, Logan looks like, what you want me to fucking do? Do a selfie? Yeah. No.
I'm just like you. Did you do this to AJ Styles? You have Paul go over AJ Styles. No. That's a legend in the business, man. I can't condone that. I'm sorry.
And what was worse was the fact that who we saw in the matchup, Karrion Kross.
That's who should have been in the match. Yeah. Karrion Kross versus AJ Styles. Because Las Vegas is his hometown.
That would have made more sense.
And, to be honest with you. And here's the underlying thing with Karrion Kross that I feel like I probably noticed it. A lot of people may have noticed it in the match, but I feel like AJ shouldn't have did what he did because I feel like AJ had the match won regardless if he didn't do that to Karrion Kross. Now I feel like there's gonna be. And this is just me predicting. I'm going to be a Paul Heyman. This is not a prediction. This is a spoiler. I feel like there's going to be a Karrion Kross versus AJ Styles in either Backlash or SummerSlam. One of the two.
I'm going for SummerSlam because I think they're going to probably do a Backlash WrestleMania rematch and let AJ get his win back.
Okay.
So they can get it. So they can get past that.
I think it's going to be the other way around. I think Karrion Kross and AJ are going to fight a Backlash. But I hope that it will lead to AJ Styles versus Paul at SummerSlam and AJ gets his win back.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay.
I can see that.
I can see that too.
Fuck.
By the way, I give it a 3 just because I don't like Logan Paul. It was a solid match.
You're too generous, Static. You two, way too generous.
It was a solid match. I just hate the fact that Logan Paul went over AJ freaking Styles.
Nah, you know what? I'll go next. You know what I give it? I give it a negative one.
Damn. At least I was trying to be nice.
Niceness gets you nowhere. Except in the back of the bus or in the appointment line. Anyway. What about you, Vicious?
I'm giving it a 2.74347.
So a two?
Sure.
I'm sorry. I lost count after the eighth number. Don't you be looking at my notes. Sorry. I'm trying to keep this show going.
That's what you got. I give it a solid two.
Yeah. I mean, two. Two, three. Yeah. Two with 18 quarters, I guess, what Vicious said, and I gave it a negative one. That's, like I said, this was my
all because I like his finishing move. That's about it.
Yeah, that's probably that's the only reason I got a negative one. Without it, would be a negative two.
That definitely would have been a one.
Hey. If I said again, if he used the drone to win the match, I would give it a one.
Now, if the drone had the brass knuckles, I'd give it a three.
And that would have been funny.
We need you in the writer's room, Joe.
Because if the drone just happened to just fly on top of it, all of a sudden it just boop, just drop brass knuckles, and then both AJ and Logan both look at it. And plus, because I'm a gamer, you know, be like Logan Paul called in the score streak.
That's some Smash Bros. Shit. Like you fight somebody on Smash Brothers, all of a sudden an item drops.
Alright, so the next part was, I think I got this backwards, but we gotta talk about this little incident that happened. So
hell
yeah. Speaking of that, as you heard from our in the beginning, our friend Mr. Two Belts here imitated a wrestler known as Stone Cold, and he showed up.
What?
No, oh, don't you start. Please don't start. What? Anyway, so basically, he came out on the ATV.
What?
Cut the camera. Sorry, we had a little incident with the mic, but we're back on business now. What was I talking about? Oh, yeah, Stone Cold. He came down to the ATV. And usually he'll run around the ring like four or five times in the ATV. And then what happens is he accidentally hit somebody. Now, I don't know how bad. Did anyone know how bad it was?
I don't know how bad it was, but
We still have no update on that. Yeah, we just know that Austin really crashed into someone.
Yeah, he crashed into someone.
I'm sure they motherfucker went backstage.
They gave him a free title. They have him meet the wrestlers. Anything to avoid a lawsuit.
Stone Cold came back in and just gave him a hug.
You're not going to sue.
You know. But honestly, okay. I think the fan did not care. I think because they weren't badly hurt because they got hit because the barricade saved them. But
I would have been like, now, man, I got hit by Stone Cold.
Now, before we get to this attendance record, I got to say this. You get what you pay for. I don't care who you is, and I don't want to hear nothing about no damn lawsuit to Stone Cold, because then I'm going to cuss out the person that attempted to sue. You paid top dollar for it. This is WrestleMania. I know you paid top dollar for those seats. I know you did. So, the fact that he crashed into you, you should be grateful. You should be thankful. And you should get a hug from him. That's all I got to say.
And a stunner, too.
And, yeah, right. Well, the stunner and the ATV crash, I think.
I would have gladly voluntarily take a Stone Cold stunner just to say I got stunned by Stone Cold.
And I will sell the fuck out of that shit.
Like Austin Theory or like The Rock.
Scott Hall. I'm getting airborne with that shit.
Nah, I'm probably.
And I might hit a backflip just for the fuck of it.
Nah, I'm probably do like Bret Hart.
No, I'm gonna do like Montez Ford. You see how Montez was sold the stunner?
Oh yeah, that's right.
Oh yeah. Well, it's like he became a whole statue and just fell back like boom.
You can tell we all Stone Cold fans, so. Alright, so the next matchup is Liv Morgan for the Women's Tag Team Championship. Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez versus Lyra Valkyra and a returning Becky Lynch. Now, should I say my piece about something that's the big elephant in the room, or should I wait?
Go ahead.
What?
Be real, son.
Why the fuck is there a Women's Intercontinental Championship if you're not going to defend it?
Thank you.
You know what? This might be toxic. I don't really care.
No, here we go.
No, I'm gonna say it. Yeah. Abolish the IC title, the Women's IC title, and abolish the Women's United States title.
Why?
They're not being utilized.
They're not being used the right way. Yeah, you got Chelsea Green doing shit on Raw, but she don't have a WrestleMania match.
I mean, her run as U.S. champion is actually entertaining.
True.
So what I would do, but I would drop one of the mid card titles and just have it switch, so go back and forth to Raw and SmackDown.
That would work. But the thing is, you just basically said, let's take a male title and let's give it to a female, instead of just let's take one of the defunct belts and give it to them and let's say that's y'all's. Because honestly, I would have said give them the cruiserweight and the light heavyweight and just let's say, hey, just do the same thing. We'll probably be in the same boat as it was, but when you basically the Women's IC Championship, while I actually like both wrestlers, there's nothing. You just made those belts because, let's just be honest, they said they want more women's titles. Okay, here's more women's titles. What you gonna do with them? Not a fucking thing.
I don't think they should defunct them, but they should utilize as far as like having championship match, like the IC title and the US title. Even though that's your mid card match, that's considered the workhorse belt. So I think in order to fairly utilize, they should at least have championship matches throughout different weeks instead of waiting for certain PLEs or whatnot. You know what I mean? Like,
you know what I would do? I would give it the European title treatment, because you remember in the Attitude Era, the European title was defended like every 2 weeks.
Facts.
The pay-per-view. Like, because they somehow managed to fit the European title in the pay-per-view, even though they defended that motherfucker for like every other week.
Mm-hmm. Personally, I just
like D'Lo Brown. Like, he's considered the greatest European champion of all time. Like, he was defending that title like crazy.
Yeah, because true. Though I really honestly, I'm just a big fan of light heavyweight. I want to see that belt come back anyway.
But, or the cruiserweight?
Yeah, but the problem is the fact, you know, cruiserweights and light heavyweight, they have a weight requirement, and you don't want to open that Pandora's box. But match itself was pretty decent, because we have a returning Becky Lynch to fill in for Bayley. Two nights ago, Bayley got hurt, and Lyra needed a replacement, and it just happened to be Becky Lynch.
Becky looks great.
I mean, No ring rust.
She finally put some weight back on her body, because I don't know what the fuck that was when her last run. Like, she was a goddamn anemic. Not anemic, but a
bulimic.
I said that right.
Bulimic.
You know what the fuck I'm trying to say.
You said alemic. It's bulimic.
That's what I said.
So, dude, it's like you're saying a dragon.
I know what the fuck I said.
I know what you did. I know what you said.
Damn. Don't correct me.
It looked like she got toned too.
She was gone for a year. She was probably doing whatever. Which begs me the question: am I the only one who probably sees this? Becky Lynch is gonna turn heel and be the one that came out and said she attacked.
No, you can't do that same storyline twice. We just had it with Jay and Naomi.
It's not the same storyline. It's not the same
concept. It's the same concept, No, don't do that twice.
I mean, a heel Becky Lynch now? With a heel Seth Rollins?
I mean, but
being coached by both
ball heads? I mean, but here's the thing, you don't have to have both of the couples be heel and babyface. I mean, while Becky was doing her heel run, Seth was crushing it as a babyface.
You know what? You might not like it, but I'm going to say they're going to pull the same trick. But I don't think it was Becky. I think what they're gonna do is they're gonna make Lyra turn heel. she took out her own partner because she got tired of Bayley trying to come after her belt, basically. Eh, it's a change of things.
That'll be intriguing as far as Lyra Valkyria goes. But we'll see. We'll see.
But as a Bayley fan, I'm actually pretty disappointed in the fact she got knocked out of the WrestleMania spot. I like Liv Morgan. I like Raquel, but I'm a big Bayley fan. I kind of wish she was there.
Yeah. Let me guess. She was your favorite horsewoman.
Yeah. It was Bayley, Becky, Charlotte, and then Sasha.
Fuck Charlotte. It was me. It was Sasha, then Bayley, then Becky, then Charlotte. But now the indie scene overrated Sasha's to the point that I'm like, you know what, Bayley first.
Yeah.
Because it makes no sense you give this girl so many belts. Like, it's worse than when Kenny Omega had all them belts. And
Kurt Angle.
Okay, well, Kurt Angle did.
Kurt was legit.
Kenny Omega is legit.
Kenny Omega is legit. But goddamn, like, you don't need every fucking title.
I mean, when they put her over the thing, that pissed me off. Because
you know that means they're going to go for that title next. Which means her crash is going to be much better when she loses all of them. I think they want to do this basically say the fact that I'm probably going to be like, says ironically, I feel like a Rocky 3 vibe with Mercedes Monet. I know we get off topic, but that's what I'm going to say. You remember how Rocky was like the champion and no one could touch him? And then Clubber Lang came and just knocked this shit out. And then he realized, oh, I'm not as good as I thought it was. I'm waiting for that moment. The question is, who are you going to put, take him down, take Mercedes Monet down right now?
I hope it's Tony.
I hope it's Megan Bain.
Tony Storm.
It's going to be Tony Storm, but I hope it's Megan Bain. But,
But yeah, now my list is Bayley, Becky, Sasha, then Charlotte.
No.
Fuck Charlotte.
No, I'm talking about when you rank the horsewomen. Like,
okay. What you ranking?
I give Bayley, Becky, Sasha, and Charlotte.
The stain on your face. Oh my goodness.
All right, what was your rating?
I say that with an ugly face too.
Yeah,
y'all.
You did say
that. So we all agree it's Bayley, Becky, Sasha, and Charlotte.
Yes.
And they hold over.
Well, you can switch up the last two because it depends on who's. Are you based off wrestling ability or are you based
we're,
on?
We're annoyed by Mercedes. We don't hate Mercedes. We're annoyed by her. That's a big difference. We're retired of Charlotte.
Yeah, I think we're just.
We sick of that heifer though. We sick and tired of that heifer.
Watch it, two belts. If you keep it up, man, she's probably going to marry you and divorce you too. Divorce you.
Hey, at least I get half.
That'd be one.
Yeah, she makes the most.
Hell of an alimony. Ain't no prenup being signed, so we can go get married. We can get divorced.
I can already tell you,
we got all our paperwork together.
I can already tell you, you're gonna be like, goodbye, Birmingham, Alabama.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Unless you give me my divorce, bitch, give me my money. You can go about your business.
You sound like that coach in that football game. Better bring me my money. Bring me my money.
Go ahead and tell Sean to bring me my money.
Yeah.
She going by her business. Coochie wasn't good, no damn.
Okay, we're going
way off the deep end now.
Way off the deep end.
My bad.
Nope, enough stalling.
My bad.
You know why we here. You know why we here. And you know why we here. I said it's so good, I had to say it three times.
Oh.
For the main event of the evening, for the WWE World Heavyweight.
Undisputed. Nope. WWE Undisputed.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It is Undisputed.
Championship.
Yes, for the Golden Flake Championship.
Golden Flake.
No, have you looked at it?
Oh, it kind of resembles a Golden Flake logo.
I'm just tired of the giant W belt style.
Like,
it does look kind of
horrible.
How many times have they had this different version of that same title belt?
And then just different colors.
Bring back the big gold. And
you had you had the Daniel Bryan fake belt. You had the red belt. You had the blue belt.
Blue strap.
The blue licorice. The red licorice.
Yeah.
The cardboard championship.
The one The Rock debuted. When he got rid of the spinner belt. You got that one.
Yeah.
And then you got the one what Cody had. Like, dude, make a new design. We're sick of the giant W.
That's lazy. That's lazy design work.
Well, spoiler alert, Cena won it. Cena got to bring back the spinner belt.
Oh, that would piss off so many people.
Oh, that would piss off. Oh, my God.
Like, he cares about us. Like, he cares about us sons of bitches. He broke up with us. He's not in our abusive relationship. We don't condone abuse in relationships, but
no, anyway. He pretty much made it clear. You get nothing.
Yes.
Well, he definitely didn't give us the Titantron, goddamn. He gave us a black
John Cena.
That's what I was gonna start. I have in my notes. I'm gonna tell you my notes pretty much as I wrote this. John Cena has been blacked. Homelander appeared. Homelander versus Peacemaker. Let's fucking go.
Let's go.
Las Vegas on Cena's side. Sorry, Cody. You're the heel. Supercutter versus Super AA. Typical ref bump. Why the fuck is Travis Scott here? Cody gets his receipt. Woo! Cena wins? Question mark?
Cena wins.
Yes, and the last I have is where we go from here. So let's just be honest with you. Who knew Cena had more than 5 moves in his repertoire? This is Jey Uso from night one all over again. Because Jey Uso, to me, I was like, do not do like 18 super kicks. And then Jey surprised me. He actually had a moveset. I'm the same way here. It's like, John Cena, you're a heel. Do something that surprises us.
That's one thing that kind of annoys me about the Usos. Like, you know, and people give the Young Bucks credit, which is rightfully deserved. They give the Young Bucks crap for spamming the super kicks, but the Usos do it too, and it's kind of unfair
to criticize one team,
but then praise the other team. Yeah,
right.
You know what
I mean? But the Young Bucks, they deserve every criticism that comes their way.
Fuck the Young Bucks.
Right.
You want to know what I think about the Young Bucks?
What?
You want an honest opinion?
They suck, Donkey D.
Anyway, back to this matchup.
You did the Top Gear beam. Oh no.
Anyway.
Oh wow. Dang.
My bad.
You know what? Move right along.
But seriously. The entrance was pretty easy, was simple. I like it. All black, just his name in white letters. No flair, no running, no nothing. This is John Cena. A heel John Cena that I was looking for. Okay, let's be honest. I don't know what the fuck was up with the bikes on Cody's entrance. Like,
you know, motocross, motorcycles, they're all-American type of thing. You know, Cody tries to be that typical all-American thing.
Oh, yeah.
The American nightmare, you know?
I'm surprised he didn't come out there with a flag and a hot dog.
Or eagle.
Nah, because then Pete may get mad. Eagling, what you doing on that side of the... Anyway.
But you know, I got to point this out. I got to point this out. When the announcer was getting ready to announce him for the title match, did Cena not look like a rapper just waiting for his turn in a rap battle?
Wait, we got to go back.
Because like, this was Cena the entire time. Like,
yes, thank you, Static, for showing us to the millions of audio listeners.
This is between us.
I know, but I'm just
like, I was just going to have to use your imagination or watch the fucking match to see what we're talking about.
But yeah, he was just like, dude, it was just like this. Because you know how rappers are when they wait for the turn, like,
yeah.
The head tilt.
Yeah.
When are you going to be done? Okay. Yeah.
He's soaking all in, basically.
Yeah.
I got him beat. No, I got him. I got him.
I got him.
Don't worry about it.
Real talk.
I killed Nick.
one time. Punchline all night. What you think when I bring this hype all day turns into all night.
I'm super hot fire, but I'm not a rapper.
I'm not a rapper. You're a victim.
Ooh. Oh,
God. So after the ring announcer does her thing and they start the match, I was expecting kind of like them just do, you know, the high spots, make it probably like, I wasn't expecting like last year's main event, WrestleMania, where it was like a bunch of run-ins and all stuff.
Right.
But I was very impressed the way Cena played this. He wasn't flashy. He just straight beat the shit out of Cody. And then a tornado DDT. That surprised me. Out of everything else he did, off the second rope, basically. And I'm like, this Cena got a moveset. And then everything was going fine. And then we heard that goddamn song.
Ding, 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 ding.
Cut the camera.
Ding, ding.
No, we're just... But now, I heard that song for so long, for about the last, 2 years now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Side note, it's probably up there with Not Like Us as the most annoying song. I didn't say bad. Annoying, because it's been overplayed.
On that note, I would like to inject that WWE really needs to choose better artists.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm. So, like theme song or just like the collab with?
The collab with, the theme songs. Like, come on, man. Like, for this is the third. This is the third WrestleMania in a row that they use the fucking Dream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, dude, come on, man. You. Like, bring Jelly Roll in. Like, as many times as you see him appear in the
WWE. You know what? That's surprising. I'm surprised they never asked him to do it. I think that he No, he does SummerSlam most of the time.
Y'all got Bad Bunny on speed dial. You got Jelly Roll coming to all your events. You can't use it anybody else. Like, everything don't have to be hip-hop all the time.
You had Metro Boomin there. Ask him to do something.
You don't have to have hip-hop all the time. God damn. I mean, I love hip-hop, but damn.
What's more, mix it up. I know, I get what you're saying, but hip-hop is easily more digestible than heavy metal and rock, basically. And plus, that's what gives us niche, is the limitness of it. I don't know how you want to say it. But
I get what you're saying.
Yeah, but hip-hop is easier to digest than most of the other stuff, basically. So
Wait. Across the nation, is that easy to digest?
We are not the norm. We are not the fucking norm when it comes to that.
Thorn in Your Eyes is not easy to digest? Come on, man. The old G Raw thing?
It did its purpose, but when you're trying to do a mainstream thing, I hate to say hip-hop translate better. I'm a big rock guy anyway. I don't care who it is, Evanescence, Slither,
Well, if you're going to use rappers, you got to choose a better artist, man. Come on.
You know what? You're right. Let's get Kendrick Lamar on the fucking phone next time.
I mean, if the Super Bowl can get him.
NBA about to get him.
No, I'll take that back. Because if he does anything, they're going to make him stoop Not Like Us. If I hear that song one more time, I'm going to...
I mean, Kendrick got other stuff in his repertoire. Like, Kendrick got songs that ain't even been released yet.
But what they usually ask you. Play the songs that people know. When you get as artists.
But he has a lot of songs that people already know. Like, you could just,
I'm still waiting for him to do Meet the Grams. Side, I know we're going on a lot of side
notes.
You
need to bring some old songs out, like Drake.
We're going on a lot of side notes right now.
I know we're bringing it back.
It just irks me with the music.
Basically, it's not only that, but Travis Scott, of all people. Anyway, he comes down and he does something. I don't know. Distracts the ref and everything, and then he gets finally, Cody gets his receipt. And when he took that crossroad, did Travis Scott die? He's alive, but he just went to dead.
I mean, good for him, because I mean, like, the way he did Cody, I mean, like, that we all knew that receipt was coming. I really thought that Cody was gonna, like, you know, not even smack the shit out of him, just like
punch him to a point where like one of his like lenses fell out and he got a black eye type stuff. But Crossroads is fine for me. He still got his receipt. Regardless. But
I wasn't satisfied with that receipt.
I wasn't either,
but I wanted him to knock the shit out of that man. Like he knocked the shit out of him at Elimination Chamber.
If he couldn't, then I would have loved to see Brady do it.
Oh, that's, oh. Yes.
That would have been funny.
That would have been. Oh, that would have been beautiful.
You gonna sucker punch my man?
That would be a whole
trip. She knows she's about that life.
She gets ghetto when she has to.
She is from Detroit.
Oh, she is.
So she knows how to throw hands. So, but the ending surprised everybody. I think Cena gets his 17th title win. Knocking Ric Flair off.
Ooh.
And remember, this is his last WrestleMania.
So where do we go from here?
That was going to... Oh. I mean, what can you do?
At this
point... The only two people I can see taking the title away from Cena before he leaves is either Cody or Punk.
And then knowing Punk, he probably obsessed on Weasel's way in, but I don't think it's going to happen. I'm probably going to be the dark horse and say this. He comes out tomorrow and he basically says goodbye and he drops the belt in the ring and says, I relinquish it.
No, they got more shows. This is his farewell tour. So they got
last
more shows.
Show of the year. He still has more dates this year. This is just his last WrestleMania.
No, I get that, but if I'm being honest, if I'm Cena, this is it.
I mean,
it's no different. I know there's a lot of examples.
It's a lot.
It's like.
I got one in mind now. I'm sorry.
I get that.
You gotta give it a dipster, cuz.
I'm the host. I gotta keep everybody in check. It's no different than a NFL player winning the Super Bowl. Like, I'm gonna leave out on top. I'm just gonna go ahead and just ride off in the sunset. There's nothing else left for me to do. Or any athlete, anyway. When you win the big championship one last time, you might as well just go ahead and just end it right there. Cena wins the title, 17th world titles, beats Ric Flair, comes out on Monday, says, I did what I'm supposed to do. And then he says, and then he just switches. He goes back to being face like, I'm sorry, I love y'all, but I can't take the belt with me. I'm going to leave it here. He puts the belt in the ring, walks out. We don't see him again. They do a tournament. You put the belt on Seth Rollins, and then let's keep it moving. I mean, not, you know. Yeah, put on Rollins, Seth Rollins.
Rollins is a Raw superstar, though. They got to be somebody from SmackDown.
No. Yes. Give the top four player.
You don't want to give it to Drew.
Give it to Drew.
Yeah.
I'll say that, but who knows? That's pretty much my piece. If y'all got anything else to say, y'all can interject right now.
17.
I'm a player fan, so I'm kind of hurt, but at the same time, it's deserved.
It's inevitable. I mean, he's held that record for years, bro. So it's. Without this, it was just inevitable. Somebody had to break.
Is it really 16 or was it more?
I think it's more, but WWE only counted 16.
Because Flair been all over the circuit.
He's been all over.
I think he says, yeah. 16 was at WWE.
It was time where he had a championship and he had
to drop in certain territories. It basically combined his wins from WCW, NWA, and WWE.
Okay, because I think he said he had close to 24, 25 on top.
So, yeah,
but 16 just rolled off the top.
I think he won a match, won a title in Japan.
Yeah,
he did.
But 16 just sounds better.
But like for like WCW and
NWA,
and WWE, they count 16. They're like
he won a title everywhere except ECW.
Yeah. He almost got close to that one time. But anyway.
You really want to count WWE's ECW?
No, but it would have been funny. Because you know they're going to probably do that too.
That shit does.
But, well, that's pretty much the whole... That's night two. We have done night one and night two. So, I'm going to pick out brains. So, what was the best match? And y'all could take your time. I'll go first if I need to, but what was the best match for night one and night two?
For night one, quality wise, it had to been the triple threat. Punk, Roman, and Seth.
Okay.
But for night two, I'm gonna have to give it to the ladies.
Okay.
Io, Bianca, and Rhea.
Okay.
Night one was definitely the triple threat match. Great storytelling. The ultimate betrayal. Wonderful. For night two, For night two, I'm just gonna go ahead and say the same thing. Io and her match. Wow. Yeah, that was definitely the best match.
Two belts.
For me, night one, definitely the triple threat. Even though my tribal chief was betrayed, I know y'all tired of me saying that. I don't give a fuck. Shit, that's my tribal chief. But overall, quality of the match and story of the match. Story of the match, it was a great match. Night two, it's a toss-up between the triple threat and the fatal four-way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm leaning more towards you know what? Fuck it. Those are my two favorite matches for night two. The triple threat and the fatal four-way.
Okay. Okay. For me, the best match for night one, I guess I'm in the same boat. Yes, the triple threat between Punk, Rollins, and Roman. It delivered on everything I wanted to do. For night two, I'm going to have to go Fatal 4-Way. The Fatal 4-Way was the best match. I like the triple threat match, and I liked who won, but to me, Dom winning was me to more impactful. I want Eva to keep the belt anyway, but I want to see what this goes with Dom with the IC title.
Okay.
All right, now this is going to be even more surprising. May not be surprising. So what's the worst match on night two, and what was the worst match on night one?
Night one, definitely Tiffany versus Charlotte.
Okay, what was the worst match? Okay, we're all in agreement?
Yep.
Okay, then. Yep. What was the worst match of night two?
They weren't really no bad matches. It's...
Okay, maybe not bad, but what other word can I use? Underwhelming. As y'all think on that, I'll go. I actually have a worst match on night two, and it's actually, unfortunately, it was kind of...
You know what? Fuck that. Logan Paul and AJ Styles.
I was waiting for someone to say it.
Well, and, you said it first, so that's you. That's you. Yeah. I was going to say that. Yeah. But you said it first, so yeah.
Okay.
It was so bad, I didn't even think about it.
I forgot all about it. That's how bad it was.
Damn.
Yeah, night two was basically
a whole lot better than that.
Yeah, it was the AJ Styles Logan Paul match for night two was the worst match. So, I only got two more questions, and then we can wrap it up. Overall, WrestleMania, just WrestleMania 1 and 2, overall grade.
Because if I
ask you where you rank it, it's gonna probably be different, but overall grade just
for both nights.
Yeah, together.
I get for both adding both nights together. I give it a B.
Okay. Vicious.
B plus.
Two belts.
B minus.
I guess I stand out again. I give it an A minus. Despite the two shitty matches we both agreed on, it just felt it was okay. Nothing stand out. The triple threat match boosted it. Cena versus Cody boosted it.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Hendry boosted it.
Yes.
Versus Randy Orton boosted it. The greatest triple threat women's title match ever. Sorry, Becky Lynch. Sorry, Charlotte Flair. Sorry, Ronda Rousey. But that stole the show. Jey Uso versus Gunther. I liked it too. So there's way more positives in my opinion than negatives. So it didn't give that mess up. If you took those two matches out, it would have been better. And replaced it with Street Profits versus DIY.
Yeah.
I would give it A+.
If they would have added that fatal four-way TLC match that they're about to do this week,
That would have been.
That would have been awesome. Because you think about it, you're going to have the Street Profits, Pretty Deadly, the Motor City Machine Guns, and DIY in a triple threat TLC match for the tag titles? Bro, you left that out of WrestleMania?
And the fact that Champion shaved his beard?
Yeah.
Off of DIY, this guy is pretty much going to be full on, like, menacing.
Yeah.
But last thing is, hypothetically, like, where we go from here? What do you expect on the Raw after Mania?
It's rumored that Gunther's going to take a break after Mania, so Gunther's going to be out.
Well deserved.
So that leaves, but who does that leave to step up to? What heel is going to step up to fight Jey Uso for the title? Because it ain't going to be Seth.
Not yet.
Seth is going to be busy with Punk or Roman. Mm-hmm. If not both of them for Backlash.
Krauser
could work.
Think about it. He knocked your ring general out to the point that he leaves, and now you want to fight for him?
Yeah, Krauser's a nice choice.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Then we got something. Okay.
You could probably have Sheamus turn heel.
Mm. Ooh, please push Pete Dunne.
They put New Cash Republic back together, so.
Okay. Wishful thinking.
Yeah, he's a face, so yeah.
Yeah, so. Anybody expecting to make a return or a debut?
Rusev and Aleister Black are most definitely on their way.
Rusev for Raw, Black for SmackDown?
I think Black's going to be different with SmackDown.
Black's definitely going to be on SmackDown. Rusev's going to be on Raw.
And with Lana, because Lana's signed too.
Yeah, she has a legends contract. So.
And it's
real. The fuck did she get a legends contract? How?
Beats the fuck out of me, God. I just read it.
The fuck she's fucking? She fucking taking.
Look, hey, I just read it and I'm like, how the fuck you even get a legends contract? You ain't even did
she
shit.
She must be one hell of a producer or some shit in the background.
There's also talks of Britt Baker might be interested in going to WWE.
So the next episode is the
Britt Baker.
So I guess the next episode we're gonna be probably doing in a few months time is the death of AEW probably.
If they lose to Britt Baker, they're in trouble, bro.
No, they'll be fine because here's the thing, and this is gonna be a side note. We might have to do an AEW episode just overall thing maybe one day, but this losing Britt Baker ain't the problem. She's already been kind of like public enemy number one in the women's locker room, so her leave is not anything new. Yeah. And plus, she had done everything she could there anyway. There's nothing left for her to do, so she might as well just go.
Like, if they started taking one of the pillars, it's over.
MJF?
MJF? It could be him or Darby.
Darby would not fit. Darby would be okay for a while, but then he'd be like...
Darby would be their, like, WWE's modern Jeff Hardy. That's pretty much, they would treat Darby like that.
Jungle Boy would be different. But that's a whole nother
show. Not with Punk there.
Yeah, it's not where Jungle Boy is going.
It's no way.
We thought that he would never go back to WWE in the way. So, who knows? Time heals all wounds.
Sammy Guevara has a better shot to go into WWE than Jungle Boy.
If he keeps his mouth shut. Anyway. So that's it for us right now. I want to thank all my guests that come on the show. Thank you very much. And we're taking time out of y'all busy day and stuff like that.
Appreciate
you having me.
And I hope to see y'all soon. And as always, stay safe out there, get plenty of rest, take one shot of vodka a week, and read a book for 15 minutes a day. Until then, stay cheesy.